This is Fresh Air. Henry Kaiser stays busy. The San Francisco-based guitarist and producer has appeared on over 100 recordings so far. But more impressive than the number of sessions is the adventurous mix of pop, jazz, and avant-garde influences which provide the basis for his music. He's played with musicians and groups as diverse as Richard Thompson, the Rovesax Quartet, and Captain Beefheart. But it's Kaiser's interest in world music which led to his latest project, A World Out of Time. Kaiser discussed the project with Fresh Air producer Amy Sallet. He and fellow guitarist David Lindley traveled to Madagascar, a remote island off the coast of Africa, to record a number of Malagasy musicians, including Rossi, whom leads the most popular electric band on the island.
Now, the song that we were listening to, you played along with Rossi, who's a Madagascar musician. Can you tell us something about him?
Well, Rossi is the modern electric pop star of the island. He and his 10 or 12-piece band travel all over their island in a truck, and they play a modern roots pop music that's based in all the different traditional musics of the island. And they've been very successful doing this, worked very hard at it.
Who is their audience? Is it young people and old people?
Their audience is all ages, people who want to dance, people who want to hear the social messages of the songs, huge outdoor concerts all over the island.
So they do have social messages? What kinds of things do they sing about?
Well, all kinds of things. There's just kind of love songs and things like that, but then there's songs that encourage people to not be afraid and get vaccinated, or songs about war and politics in Africa and Madagascar, all kinds of things.
And the song that we were listening to, what is that about?
Oh, that's kind of a song that says in a very poetic way, says, let people do things on their own. Don't try to tell them what to do.
How did you end up going to Madagascar to record these musicians?
Well, music from Madagascar has been hard to come by in the United States. In fact, there's really never been a record of roots music from Madagascar released here until now. And for the last 20 years, I've been fascinated by this music, which I've been only able to find on very hard to get European recordings. And I just thought I'd go there for a vacation. And my friend David Lindley, who's a more famous than I am rock guitarist, said, well, gee, I'd like to come too. I said, if you go, maybe we can get somebody to pay us to go to play with people. And he said, no, nobody'd do that. They'd be crazy to. And we talked somebody into it, and it worked out so much better than we thought, because we were supposed to make one CD and we made five.
So when you were looking for musicians to record on the records, what were you looking for? What was your criteria? What type of music did you want?
We wanted Malagasy music. We wanted the roots music, that's the real music of the people of the island. So we wanted to play those songs. Sometimes we'd play with them and try to add our own voice in support of that. And sometimes we try to make our own little statement in there, but still to keep it Malagasy music. And even when we did cross-cultural collaborations, like a couple of English language songs we recorded, or a Japanese song that we did translated into Malagasy, we tried to make it so the end result was really Malagasy in feeling and everything. You can play it for a person from Madagascar and they say, that's our music. The heart is alive.
Why don't we listen to another song where you do that? And this is by Rakutu Fra. And first of all, can you tell us something about him?
Rakutu Fra is amazing, and he's actually sitting next to me right now. Rakutu Fra is a 70-year-old master of Malagasy music. He's celebrating his 60th year as a performing musician this year. And he even appears on the country's currency, which is an incredible paradox, because he's a very poor man who lives in a slum there, the third world of the third world. But he's on the country's currency. He plays the sudina, the Malagasy flute. And this piece of music that he's going to play for us occurred spontaneously in the studio when my friend David Lindley was tuning up his guitar. He started to play kind of an American New Orleans-style roots music, chord progression, and Recruiter and his whole band joined in, and I said, "Hey, wait, stop." And everybody looked at me like, "Are you crazy? That sounded great." And I said to the engineer, I said, "Rami, roll the tape." And then this is what happened.
That's the Rakutu Fra two-step, and playing along with Rakutu Fra is my guest, Henry Kaiser. It says in the liner notes to the record that Rakutu Fra makes his own flutes out of aluminum tent or ski poles. Do they have a lot of ski poles in Madagascar?
I think that's someone gave him one once. You have to watch anything that's thin and tubular when Rakutu Fra is around, or, you know, look away from that microphone stand for a moment, and it'll become a couple of flutes. It's anything thin and tubular. And he's found clear plastic tubing over here and colored plastic tubing. He's very excited about that.
Now, does he have to make flutes out of those things? Don't they have flutes over there?
This is a traditional kind of flute, nothing like a Western flute. He makes it himself. And this, you ask a good question. Don't they have flutes over there? They don't have anything over there. The biggest pop star on the island is lucky if he gets a set of guitar strings every 2 years. When you look at the level of income in Madagascar, it makes people say, what we imagine to be a slum in Tijuana look like Imelda Marcos's palace in the Philippines. So it's a wholly different world.
My guest is musician Henry Kaiser. He's best known in this country for his free improvisational guitar playing, but his latest project is a series of recordings of the music of Madagascar that he made for Shanaki Records, which he did with musician David Lindley. The first disc is called A World Out of Time, and Kaiser is now touring the U.S. with two of the Madagascar musicians featured on the album, Rossi and Rakutu Fra. More after a short break. This is Fresh Air. Henry Kaiser is my guest. You play improvisational music a lot, and you've often performed with musicians from different cultures. From doing that, what have you learned that helped you to fit in with these Madagascar musicians in a way that respected their tradition? Is there something you're listening for when you play with them?
Well, improvisation is one of the things that unifies a lot of the music on planet Earth. Most musical cultures, music's based on improvisation. And so David Lindley and I, both being really improvisers, we could be very flexible and deal with whatever was going on at the moment, learn a song quickly, think of something new to say in it. And we're really players, and a lot of the high-profile Western pop stars who've done projects in third-world countries with so-called world music, they haven't really been players, and they haven't really sat down and played with the people, and that's what this project was about.
Tell us something about making the recordings. Did things go much as they do when you record in the United States, or because the culture was different, did it lead to some unusual events?
It was so unusual. It was so spooky, because when you go to a third-world country to do something like this, your wheels are sort of supposed to spin in the mud, and you get one-fifth done what you want to get done in five times as much time. And with us, someone would show us a song, or maybe they even wouldn't show it to us, and we would just play it, and it would be a beautiful, beautiful performance. And I'd look down, and I'd see my hands moving, playing a song I didn't even know. And it was spooky. It was like we were guided by spirits there or something, because we got five times as much done as we intended to get done in one-fifth the time. And a rate of productivity so far beyond the best experiences of either Lindley or I in America. It was weird.
Tell us what the recording industry is like in Madagascar.
Well, it's simple. There's not one. There used to be. They used to put out records there, but the wood-fired record pressing plant broke down.
Wood-fired?
Yeah. Stoke the coal in there. Make more of those hit singles. And it burned down. And then the single record company tried issuing cassettes, but the bootleggers in the marketplace could make those just as quickly and have them out the next day for a cheaper price. So there is no, and there's no copyright laws there, so no way to make money. It's no recording industry. Big problem for musicians.
So the, right now they're not recorded at all?
No.
And are these recordings you made, are they going to be available over there?
Well, bootleggers will be selling them in the marketplace, I'm sure. And we've sent, of course, copies of our recordings to all the musicians, so they have their own personal copies, which they can no doubt give to the bootleggers. And we've, of course, sent recordings to all the radio stations there so that they have them. One of the shocking things we found was that of all the people there who'd made recordings for foreign record labels, mostly French ones, they'd never been given a copy of their recordings, ever. Most of them have never, ever been paid.
I want to play a song by Gary, and he plays acoustic guitar, and he has a very unusual sound. Can you tell us what's different about his guitar playing?
Whoa. Well, Gary was one of the big shocks of our visit. Dama Mahaleo, who's kind of the John Lennon, Bob Dylan, and Muddy Waters of Madagascar rolled into one, said, you've got to meet this guy. You've got to hear him. He's from a very small town, and no one knows about him. He's an incredible guitar player who's taken the different musics of all the traditional instruments, like the Valiha harp and the Kabusi weird little guitar, and he's transferred them to guitar and made up his own style, and he's a virtuoso. And even with this advance promotion for Mahaleo, we were totally unprepared for what Gary was, for he's one of the finest guitar players on the planet. Totally original, totally unusual, amazing.
Can you tell us more about his style of guitar playing that's different from how you play?
Well, he's a virtuoso acoustic guitar finger picker. And I mean a spectacular virtuoso. David Lindley and I, who both, we know our way around the instrument, we could sit right in front of him and look at what he was doing, and we couldn't begin to understand what was going on. It's the way he moves his fingers. What's he doing? You can't tell. You really can't tell. It's just something totally new and totally different. No one's seen it before, and you have to look at it for a while before you can understand it. And, you know, good luck just listening to a recording.
Well, let's listen to Gary's guitar playing. What is this called?
This is called Vavaranu, which is the name of his hometown region, a place that's, I think, at least 3 days' hike off the main dirt road. It's isolated.
That's Gary off the new record, A World Out of Time, recorded by Henry Kaiser and David Lindley. You're on tour now in the U.S. with Rossi and Rakutu Fra. They've probably never been to the United States before.
They never have, and they've never played together before as a duo and as an ensemble with us. And it's a fun experience because Rakutu Fra is a 70-year-old man from a rough kind of a country music tradition, and Rossi's the sophisticated young pop star with the smooth voice. And Rakutu Fra's got a rough old voice. And it's interesting. It's lots of fun. They sound great together.
Is American culture a shock to them at all?
Well, the Malagasy people are very wise. They're very educated. They're very adaptable. And they take everything in stride. Occasionally we have our little trick on Rakutu Fra. We took him to Disneyland, and we took him on the Star Tour space ride, and we told him he was really going into space, and he believed us. And the other prank was his favorite thing there. He went on this one ride, and before he went on it, I told him it was the Christians' idea of hell. And it's a small world with all the little dolls singing the repetitive song, and he liked that. That was his favorite, the hell ride.
Have they been going out to hear music while they're here?
No, we haven't. We're on such a busy schedule that we haven't got a chance to hear much of anything. I hope we do. We've had a lot of parties with a lot of musicians. We've gone over to Jerry Garcia's house and jammed with him, gone over to visit Linda Ronstadt and visited a lot of friends of mine like that, and had a lot of parties with traditional American musicians playing, trying to mix the American music with the Malagasy music. Even some Vietnamese musicians, we had a party with them. We have fun. Contact with people directly, that's what we're doing.
Henry Kaiser, I really want to thank you for coming by and talking with us today.
Thank you.
Henry Kaiser spoke with Fresh Air's Amy Salad. Henry Kaiser and David Lindley will be appearing with Rossi and Rakuta Fra on Friday night at the Washington Square Church in New York for the last concert of their tour. A World Out of Time is on the Shanaki label. This is Fresh Air.